Brian Bushlack is back with Business Briefing on AM 770 KTTH.
And moving past the bottom of the hour now, welcome back for part two of our interview with Patrick Stone, the president and CEO of Williston Financial Group and WFG National Title. And you know, the conventional wisdom over the past year or so was that interest rates would gradually creep up into the 4.5-5% range. Healthy recovery in the housing market would continue. That's what's happening, but interest rates have actually gone lower. It's pretty interesting to see. We touched on this in our first segment. This is great news, not only for those of you in the market to buy a new home, but for everybody out there who's coming out of that underwater status on their home as well. The credit rebounding, great time to check your credit, rebuild your credit, because you might qualify for a much lower percentage rate on your mortgage. I sat down with Pat Stone this past week to talk about the market, not only in Seattle, but Portland as well. Well, Pat, under the just when you thought category, there go mortgage rates diving lower again to kick off 2015. We touched on this a little bit in the last segment, but I want to recircle back to that and ask maybe how long will this last? How sustainable is this?
Well, that's obviously a very, very good question. How sustainable is it? I think the relationship between the 10-year and the 30-year fixed rate mortgage is fairly well established, 1.5 to 2 points. I do believe that the 10-year bond very closely reflects inflation. You can look at charts and graphs over the last 50 years that show the bond yield moving in correlation with inflation. I do think inflation is going to stay low for quite a while in this country, in part because we're in a global economy and we buy so much that's manufactured externally or offshore, and it's cheaper. It's cheaper because the dollar's stronger, and it's cheaper because there's a lot of excess capacity and labor around the world. So I don't see inflation increasing anytime soon. I can't see it being meaningful for over a year, maybe a year and a half before it even starts to move noticeably. Now, I could be very wrong about this, but it does appear that inflation will stay down. Inflation stays down, mortgage rates will stay down.
It's good to hear. You know, we both keep in touch with the top agents, you around the country, me around the region. And the overall mood this year in January versus last year is extremely different. I mean, if we could measure realtor sentiment across the Pacific Northwest, I mean, it would be off the charts right now. Lenders as well. Goes without saying, it appears to be a much more positive start to 2015 than 14.
Oh, it's diametrically different. And I'll even go one step further, Brian. January is incredibly different from just December. Our company, our order count and owned operations is up 30% over December. In January usually starts, I mean, historically it starts slow and builds. There's very little activity typically in the first 2 weeks of January. It's been very robust this year. Refinance activity has played a big part of that, but so is resale. So every realtor I talk to all over the country all over the West is very, very enthusiastic about what's going on and excited about it. So it's a different world, and it changed fairly quickly. Just give you another example of that, a representation of that. You know, there's a lot of different polls and a lot of different surveys about consumer confidence and if people think things are going in the right direction. And there's one, I forget who does it, but one poll that asked people if they think things are going in the right direction. 28% said yes in October, 37% said yes in January. And 37% is actually not that bad. It typically never gets over 50%. Think about it. It's very rare that 50% of the people think things are going in the right direction. So, but to go from 28 to 37 in 3 months is extraordinary. So there's been a profound attitude change in this country, and it happened very quickly.
It sure did. Those of you just joining us on Business Briefing, Patrick Stone, the president and CEO of Williston Financial Group and WFG National Title, joining us here. Let's talk about the major markets in the region, Portland, Vancouver, Seattle, Bellevue. Maybe paint the picture for us in both markets. And I guess my question will be inventory. We had a little bit of slack. I don't that might even be pushing it, but things eased up a little bit toward the end of 2014. Is that maybe the one concern heading into the spring?
That's the biggest challenge. A concern, yes. Challenge is really what it is. And if you look at listings, example, in the Portland market are probably back where they were in 97, 98. You know, I mean, so closings are a little better, maybe 2003 or so. Prices have recovered. The equity sales in both Portland and Seattle have pretty much recovered. In other words, people selling a home to another potential occupier of that home, those prices have recovered to where they were at the top. But the volume of homes available for sale is way, way, way down. And a lot of that has to do with the lack of home single-family home building. There's been a lot of multifamily home building. Some excess homes have been bought up by investors. But we really need to have the economy fully, the housing economy or housing market fully recover. A couple things left to do to accomplish that. One is we need to get underemployment down. That the current rate of underemployment projections are by March of next year, that'll have recovered to the point where you'll start seeing meaningful wage growth. With that, I think you get the first-time home buyer back. We are already seeing builder sentiment turn positive late last year. I think home building will pick up dramatically this year, maybe up 25% single-family residences this year. And that with that, you'll start seeing more activity, more people will be involved. As people get more confident and as appreciation gets people back so that they're not under-equitized, in other words, their home is above what they bought it for and they feel like they've got a return on the home, they'll look at selling. So the market's coming back. It's not going to be a forever situation, but we're still not quite there.
You're pulling up the 97 numbers on us here, which, I mean, I remember that distinctly because I bought a home in 97 and interest rates weren't 3% then. They were right around 7-ish, if I remember. So a little bit different back then. But speaking of interest rates and the opportunity to refinance, I mean, we thought a year ago, rewind this tape on this show, you know, rates were going to gradually climb up, and they did for a while there, and that there would be a segment of the population that was underwater on their home that might miss out on the opportunity to refinance when their credit came back or when the equity, as you talk about being under-equitized, when that rebounded. Now it feels like there's some hope over the next year if we get a strong market and a little more appreciation, we might have maybe another segment of the population that will have the opportunity to refinance.
Oh, we absolutely will. And I think the underwater homes are down under 10% now. Again, you can find multiple numbers on this one, but they're somewhere about 9.5%, in my opinion. That's a pretty good number for underwater homes. And if you get appreciation 4 to 6%, depending on where you are, you erode that number fairly quickly. It comes down. You know, a couple things here that are sort of interesting when you talk about underwater homes and people refinancing. And this is sort of left out of all conversations. You know, we had a large amount of the population that suffered from foreclosures, bad credit, bankruptcy, or some impairment on their credit history starting in 2007 onwards. Those credit impairments last 7 years. So 2015 will be the first year in which we have a fairly significant amount of people with a fresh, clean credit record. And most of those people are adults. They are not young people. They're first-time buyers. These are people that actually want to live somewhere, want to buy something. As employment improves and as their credit histories are cleaned up, we have a sort of unsuspected demand factor being added. I've been telling people I think that resales will pick up, maybe increase 8 to 10% this year. I think appreciation 4 to 6%, single family construction maybe 25%. This is going to be a much better year. This time next year, you and I are going to be sitting here talking about the market's almost back to normal, and by the end of summer next year, 2016, we'll be having some fun.
We'll both be retired by then, Pat.
Yeah.
Thanks for joining us.
My pleasure. Thank you, Brian.
As always, our thanks to Patrick Stone, the president and CEO of Williston Financial Group and WFG National Title. Hey, check out their website, WFGNationalTitle.com. I got the videos with Pat, including our past interviews and all of his insight. A lot of great information there for consumers as well at WFGNationalTitle.com. When we come back, it's part four of the four P's with Coach Chris.